Podtacular, episode 139, call-ins and tales from the foxhole for the week of December 5th, 2007.
I'll cross my fingers and... Oh, crap, I don't have enough fingers!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hurt. I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Chai.
I'm JVDB.
I'm Unicorn of Love.
Welcome aboard, Unicorn of Love. Nice to have you on the show.
No problem.
Welcome, dear. It's
been a while for me, too.
Really? Have you been on the show? Because
a long
I cannot recall.
Ago. It has probably been, gosh, it might have been a year since I've been on here.
Really? I think that's back when you had another identity, right?
Yeah, I used to be Filthy Noob. I guess I've been around since
there you go, filthy
episode
noob.
11, so a long time.
But, yes, you know, absolutely.
Come and go a little bit, I guess, like most people, but now that Halo 3 is back, I mean, on the attack, it's good to be back. So. Mm-hmm.
They find their way back home.
Yeah.
So how on God's green earth did you end up with the name Unicorn of Love?
Yes, please explain that.
Well, I spent like 2 days trying to think of the gayest name that I could, and Unicorn Princess was already taken, so it boiled down to Unicorn of Love, but it's been a great name. It's hard not to go into a lobby and either get a lot of crap, or, you know, people will say, what are you, some girl? Are you gay? Are you some, you know, some homo? And I'm just like, all three. And then we usually win anyway, so it makes it even better.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being happy.
It's awesome to hear the crickets at the end in the post-game lobby after they talk so much junk and then they lose to the unicorn. So nobody likes to use to the hot pink.
Now, do the ladies love the name?
They do. My wife actually have to keep her away from the Xbox. She gets a little bit excited.
So. Oh, okay.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Say no more.
You know, the unicorns are famous for the horn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So what do we got going here for Mojave?
Well, first of all, I want to say welcome back, JVB. Good to have you back, man.
Thank you. I'm almost done with the extraterrestrial flu that I received in my mission during Mass Effect.
Oh, nice.
Mass Effect!
Yes, so I'm still coughing, so once in a while I'm going to put myself on mute and cough out a kidney.
Okay.
But it's great to be back, definitely.
You should save that in case anybody needs a donation or something.
you can sell those in India for like a couple thousand. Black market.
I only have one left.
Well, if you're not going to sell it, just ship it to me and I'll sell it.
You get like $10,000 or so.
Mm-hmm. I know a guy who'll give you a little more for it.
Hey, kid, want to buy a kidney?
I got the perfect kidney for you.
Special deal for you right now. Come on.
Yeah.
Opens his trench coat. It's got a kidney in there. Oh, there it comes.
Oh, this kidney is from the Elephant Man. Well preserved.
The Elephant Man. So, yeah, this week is the Collins of Tales from the Foxhole show. We're going to be, of course, getting to the Collins segment, the voicemails that people have sent in during the past month, narrated by Kevin Crunk. And during the rest of the show, we're going to be reading off some Tales from the Foxhole, stories from Halo 3 gameplay that people sent in on podtacular.com this past week. So lots of good stuff there. Lots of stuff to cover. Before we do, though, wasn't there the new maps that were released and, like, more info on those?
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys find out about that?
Some interesting pictures and comments regarding the maps. I know one of them is called Rat's Nest, I believe. And Foundry is the second one, and what was the third?
Standoff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just to clarify, the maps, they've talked about the maps before, but just recently, as at the time of recording, they had just released some new screenshots of the maps, and people had gone to an event, and there's been some more info about them in that sense. So, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, and I hear one of them is actually the main focus of that particular map. I believe it's Foundry. Could be wrong. Correct me. Yeah. It's focused more towards the Forge community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing in there to...
Well, like, I tell you what, looking at it, I know a lot of people that I play with were kind of disappointed that in the Forge, you know, like there's some really great items and objects that you can only have in certain maps. And just looking at this picture, it looks like the open-ended crates, which I know a lot of people were really looking forward to on some maps, are only available, I think, on one.
Yeah.
So hopefully some of this stuff will start showing up on more. I'm hoping that instead of just giving us new maps that have all sorts of options with man cannons, that they'll start to make other things available on some of the other maps too.
Well, I think they what they were saying is that some of the Forge equipment that is in Foundry is also going to be available on other maps, if I understood it correctly. So we'll see how that pans out. Maybe I got that wrong. I'm not entirely sure.
And that looks like a perfect map for all these new zombie games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's closed. You could do all kind of different objective game types as well.
They were saying that they spent a lot of time balancing the way it is by default, too. So it's not just like a giant jumble of boxes or just an open landscape for you to mess with. They do have a map set up on there for you guys to play some good games. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. And those maps will be available for download for 800 Microsoft points on December 11th. On the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Man, I'm really looking forward to some of these, especially, like, Standoff. Like, I think it's because I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect lately, but, I mean, it's just, I love these small, I guess it's a small map that's going to have a lot of vehicle interaction on it, too, but just all the barriers, and hopefully they'll really have some good SWAT games on there, too, because it was always fun to play some good SWAT in Halo 2, and
definitely
it hasn't
SWAT
jumped out much yet, but...
Standoff seems to me, and it's a beautiful map, by the way. I mean, it just looks amazing with the radar dishes and the time of day with the sunset. It's just gorgeous. But it seems to me like more of a point to point version of Isolation. Like Isolation, how you have the kind of like the circular part where you have it's like in order to get to the other base, you have to go the opposite direction, come around the circle, and then come back from the back side of the base to get to the other one, even though you're like right next to each other. Well, it seems like this is very similar to that map in the sense that it has outside and inside areas. It has a lot of variation in the landscape. It has, you know, two covered and kind of guarded bases, but it has kind of a more of a point to point scenario where you have, you know, a base on one side, a base on the other.
Yeah, it's definitely going to steer at the moment, people who are playing a lot of Call of Duty, it'll get them back on Halo 3.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a VR fest, too. I'm just looking at all those obstacles. I can't believe it. People aren't going to be shooting VR all over the place.
Yeah, it looked like from some of the screenshots that there's some vantage points where you can kind of get the high ground and pretty much see the whole map, it looks like.
It kind of reminds me of like a paintball field almost, with like the way it's so open that there's just objects you have to kind of move from one to the next without getting gunned down a little bit.
Well, that's a good thing. Thanks for some cover.
Definitely can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, cool, let's get going with the Tales from the Foxhole here. Why don't you start us off, JB?
We got one from Odd Influence. He says, this is my first table. He goes, he meant to say, hey, this is my first tale from the foxhole. My first comment is that there seems to be a problem with grenades, that's for sure. One of my first games, I stuck a guy with a spike grenade. Before it went off, he killed me, but it never gave me a kill from the grave or a stick kill. I looked at the same saved game, and the grenade just didn't go off. It just disappeared. This happened again with a plasma grenade, but I didn't stick the guy. It didn't go off either. Anyway, another thing that happened to him, he says he was playing Capture the Flag on Valhalla when he got the Spartan laser. As soon as he got it, he got an overkill with it. Then one of his teammates started whining, saying that he wanted the Spartan laser. He says, when I told him I got an overkill, he said he would have waited until he could have killed the whole team. In the end, nice. he killed me, got the Spartan laser, and in turn, I booted him. I just don't understand why someone would betray someone when he just took out four people, one of which was carrying our flag. I believe that I saved the game because I was the only one alive on my team. We ended up winning the game, and I ranked up. He says, yay! He also says, keep on fragging 8-year-old team killing noobs.
I got two comments about that. One is, like, another thing that I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like I could sit a grenade on the ground, like just a frag grenade, and the guy will eat that grenade and keep running at me, and I'm shooting him in the head, and it's like, I feel like sometimes my grenades just don't do any damage.
Yes, that's a widespread problem that a lot of people are having, and the same thing has happened to me where I've seen the grenade hit him in the face, it didn't go off, and then I die.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, when you're backing away from a guy, you purposely toss the grenade in the hall so that he steps right on top of it. You're tagging him, and then he ends up just taking you out.
Yes,
frustrating.
Yes, it can get very frustrating.
I got a question too about that. The whole thing with the Spartan laser. It seems like I don't know if it's changed or if I just haven't encountered many people that are doing the betrayals, but. There are certain ways you can betray people and not get booted in this game, aren't there? Because I've dealt with these guys that will end up killing me because that's their thing, but then I can't boot them.
And, I'm not really sure about that one. I know there are ways where they can throw a grenade at you, weaken you up, and then the enemy kills you right away.
Right.
And then they finish off the enemy.
Yeah, I had a guy do that to me the other day. He for some reason, I picked up the weapon he wanted or something, and then he was like getting in my face and obviously saying, so I turn my mic down when I don't play with people I know. I just turn it all the way down. So he was obviously like saying a bunch of stuff like, come on, you want to fight? Come on, you know, I'll take you on right now, 1v1 or something like that. And so he was like in front of me, and so I just like blasted him with the missile pod. I was like, get out of my face. And then just sparked his ire, and he just followed me the rest of the game and like fired some BR shots on me to weaken me before I got taken out by the rest of the guys. And eventually I got the opportunity to finally, he got another betrayal on me. He'd already betrayed me before, so I just booted him. But yeah, these guys, man.
It's funny how these people just don't know how to interact with others.
Yeah.
This is true.
It's amazing. I really wouldn't want to meet these people in real life, because I'm sure they don't have a lot to say. But that's just my point of view.
Probably right. Well, on to Mini Moose. He sends one in saying, so me and my friend were playing the first level of Halo 3 on Heroic, and we got to this part with a sort of rampy-do and a land bridge over this valley thingy. Anywho, there was about four brutes and a couple random jackals and grunts. I had a needler up on the land bridge, elevated above everything else, and shot a brute till he was ready to blow. At the same time, my friend had thrown a sticky on him. When the needler went off, the sticky shot off of him into the head of a rather unhappy grunt. The grunt had just pulled out his two stickies to do his little suicide charge, more like a slow walk, really. The sticky killed him and caused the two grenades to stick onto the, let's say, lower regions of two brutes. In less than 5 seconds, we'd killed the whole area. We gave each other high fives. This is our first experience with Halo 3, and promptly got stuck. The next part for about an hour on the next part. Yeah. Unfortunately, this was on my friend's Xbox. He doesn't have an Xbox Live account, so there's no video. Keep on fragging alpacas, trucks, Volkswagens, minivans, really anything that just needs a good fragging.
How convenient that was that he did not have video.
Yep, no video, didn't happen, buddy.
One time I threw a frag grenade and took out two warthogs, three pelicans.
And a scarab,
I took down the Covenant flagship with a plasma pistol one time.
But no video.
And I yelled out, pwned.
I just got behind it and meleeed it, and it just assassinated.
I guess you could probably melee the scarab from inside, I guess. That'd be kind of brutal.
I suppose.
Yeah, that would do a lot of damage.
Let's see. Swift Ninja 1 says, "Hey Podtacular, this is Swift Ninja 1. I have a tale from the foxhole. I was making a map on Forge. I had some fusion coils rolling down a cliff on Sandtrap. The point was to get past them and onto the teleporter before we blew up. It sounds like Donkey Kong, that first game on Atari 20 years ago. Jump over the barrels. I saw one fusing coil rolling down the hill, but it didn't blow up. I went to pick it up as the monitor, and when I did, two more fusion coils appeared out of nowhere and started floating around by themselves." Oh, he has a video. You can watch the film on my file share called blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to... You can check the show notes. Floating coils. "Good job on the show. Keep on fragging trucks and lamps thrown at you without a car and or driver's license. Swift Ninja."
What?
Wow. I love lamp.
Yeah. I hate when people throw lamps at me.
Yeah.
Happens to me all the time.
All right, so we got one from Vigi Pender. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, this is my first time writing in, and I have a tip for the map Snowbound. This tip only works if you spawn at the base with the beam rifle. Grab the beam rifle and a close-up weapon, assault rifle or shotty, and run to the edge of the map where the guardian turrets are. If you hide behind one of the legs of the turret, you are almost guaranteed to be unseen if you while you snipe away." He goes, "especially if you're the color white.
Yeah.
If someone attacks you up close, either shotty them or run out into guardian fire and kill them while your enemy charges foolishly after you. Anyway, great work on the podcast, and keep on sticking trucks."
Cool. Well, that's not a tale from the foxhole, but we'll bend the rules this time.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Yeah.
You're lucky I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly.
Yeah. That happens to me a lot in Snowbound, where I have no idea where they're sniping from.
Yeah, because they changed
the
work.
Very frustrating. You better be a good sniper, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, scratch your eyes out.
Yep. On to Anorexic Leader, who says, "VIP overkill. The other day I was playing multi-team with a buddy, and there were these really annoying rednecks in the lobby. Well, naturally, they said a few choice words, particularly mentioning Bud Light, pickup trucks, and how bad they were going to owe me in the next game. The only thing I could really understand was a lot of profanity pretty much geared to me and my skinny-sounding gamer tag.
Therefore, you should hear it when I come to the lobby.
I'm going to get my Bud Light out of my pickup truck and...
No, one of the first lobbies I went into as Unicorn of Love was a bunch of hicks, and they were like, "What are you, effing gay or something like that?"
Oh, the hell's a unicorn?
Yeah. And they were so quiet afterwards.
They're like, "Squeal like a pig."
Now let me hear you squeal.
Wee! Wee! Exactly.
For those young members of Podtacular, I hope you never seen that movie.
You will be scarred for life, that is for sure.
Probably on the market page.
Oh, man. Oh, imagine that.
The movie that shall go nameless.
Kind of crazy stuff shows up on the marketplace, man. I don't know. I'm not going to name the movie, but I saw one on there. It's like, you know, there's a bunch of kids on here. Like,
was it like A Dog in Heat?
It was a movie that you couldn't rent without your mother. So.
There was one called like Reefer Madness on there. I was like, what the crap?
Sounds like an Xbox Live arcade game.
Oh, man. I know, right? Reefer
Madness.
Really? Hide the reefer from the cops.
It's got to be better than that. What was that
Scion?
What was that Toyota Voyo game or whatever?
Oh, the Yaris game?
Yaris, that's the worst game ever.
That was a piece
of
Yaris.
Dude, I'm top of my friends list on Yaris, man. Whatever.
Oh. I played it for like 4.5 minutes, and I was like, I'm never playing this game.
I think I played it for less.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I'm turning this off, and I'm deleting it.
I challenge you to a Yaris drive-off, man. I will hold your butt, Yaris.
You think you're all sweet on the Yaris until you encounter like some kind of really challenging enemy, and then you're like, this game's not that cool, I'm not going to play this again.
Yeah, that was quite the manure.
Quite the manure.
So that will fertilize my garden, I must say. Have fun trying to figure out where we were in the anorexic leaders comment.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, really. Let's see here. Okay. Therefore, he's saying, okay, bring it back to speed here. The only thing I could really understand was a lot of profanity pretty much geared toward me and my skinny-sounding gamer tag, anorexic leader. Therefore, I use my handy-dandy mute button. Yeah, that's definitely recommended. I just let them talk because I knew there was going to be a very long match for those two. Well, we get into the game. We're playing VIP on Guardian. Well, this game is really insane and on such a small level, but with four separate VIPs running around, it quickly becomes madness. Well, we're tied for first with the Cyber Rednecks, and all of a sudden, I see an opportunity. I'm running through the middle circle, and I see two VIPs on the Spiral Snipe Tower. So I jump into the heat of battle and quickly assassinate the first VIP. The second is weakened, so I beat him down also. I continue to run down the ramp and spot a third hurt VIP running up from Sniper Spawn. I quickly beat him down. Our score then jumped from 3 to 6 in about 5 seconds. I then spot a final guy close to the overshield spawn. I exchange AR fire with him and then throw a grenade. The nade kills him, giving me an overkill. My teammate was speechless. He looked at the score and just started shouting. We went on to win the game, and needless to say, the rednecks ran with their tails tucked between their hillbilly legs. The clip is on my file share if you would like to see the gamer tag. Is... Anorexic leader, yeehaw! Just a good old boy.
I've never been in the hall.
I'd like to give a shout out to GMoney01, Sneaky Pants, Squirrel, and Sausage X1. Nice. XJ.
GMoney.
Yeah. Oh man, he has a fragging this, that, and the other. Keep on fragging snow sleds.
This fragging thing is out of control.
I know, yeah, man.
Green stripes and purple paws because they tried to slate noobs for hire, aka Santa Claus.
We should set a limit, like, new rule, limit, do not do more than like one sentence, a short sentence of keep on fragging, because eventually it gets like, oh my gosh, chapter one, keep on fragging.
Continued.
Yeah. Alright, we had plenty of people call into the Podtacular voicemail recently. Let's hear what some of them had to say, and of course, it's narrated by the deadliest pirate of Podtacular, Captain Crook.
What's up, yo? Alright, this is Captain Crook. I'm back with some voicemails, and let's get through one here right away that we get asked a lot. And I'm sure some other people do, too. So let's just walk right through it.
Hey, Podtacular. Old Tex 1836 here. I'm just wondering, I've seen a lot of people with the Podtacular logo as their gamer picture. And I was wondering how you would go about getting that picture. Because, hey, I love the podcast and I'd like to represent. So, thanks. Bye.
All right. Well... It's pretty easy. It's not as easy as it was before when it was like brand new, but you go to your 360, go into Marketplace, and with the new dashboard, things are rearranged just a little. So you'll go to the Game Store, and under Game Store, there should be a thing for themes and gamer pictures. And you click into that, and it'll take you to a list of things. You go to All Gamer Pictures, which lists out everything, and then you just scroll down till you get to Community Gamer Pictures, and go into that, and there's two picture packs in there, and we're in number one, along with some of the other GamerCast Network shows, and number two, which came out about a month ago maybe, has also got some other good shows in there and some other communities. So if you support any of those guys, be sure to download everything and support all those guys. Show them that, you know, show Xbox Live that you're behind all these people. So that's something that I know a lot of people ask about. So if you want to show that in your gamer card, do it, man. Go find it and do it. Okay, what else we got here? Oh, here's something from last week or last time.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Unhandled. I left a message to you guys a while ago. I was just listening to your podcast on my way back from my Thanksgiving vacation, And I heard you talking about Chuck E. Cheese and how Showbiz was Showbiz Pizza was a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese when actually it was Chuck E. Cheese. And then they either got bought out or changed the name, but it was before Chuck E. Cheese. After Showbiz went out, Chuck E. Cheese is around. I thought I'd clear that up. Anyways, thanks, Podtacular. Love the show. I'll be listening to you next week.
Alrighty.
Hello, Podtacular. This is Microsoft Sam calling in from Bill Gates' bathroom. It is huge, and it has a large golden toilet. I would like to say that you and I are the best, and that Captain Crunch does a good job with voicemails. Keep on fragging trucks and taking rockets out to dinner. Peace.
We have robots calling in now. Thanks. Wow. That's a little scary and a little funny. Don't call in again like that. All right.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Polar Bear 1620.
Hello.
That's all caps on Polar Bear. I was wondering, I have a TV that you can change the aspect ratio on. I was wondering if anyone knows if you should be playing on the widescreen or the regular 4.3 ratio.
Well,
thanks.
Depends on the TV, but it sounds like you have an HD TV. If you do, yeah, you should be playing on a widescreen.
Hey, Podtacular, Old Tex here.
Hello.
I'm just coming in saying, great podcast. I haven't really listened to you guys that long, about 20, 30 episodes now.
Awesome.
Well, I guess that is kind of long. I really appreciate what you're doing for the community, and I thank you for your service. And I think you're better than the Bungie podcast.
Wow.
And also, Captain Crunk, if you wouldn't mind, please send me a friend request.
Thanks,
guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Wait a minute. I don't have any more room. Oops. I'll see what I can do about that. Let's see.
Hey, what's up, Podtacular? This is Cream Puff. I'm going to go out to school today and kick some grunt ass.
Wow, man. Cut back on the drinks. let's see here. Wow, here's something fun.
Hey, this is D-Sting. I'm dedicating this to Tar Heels 32, who is my Ben Affleck.
What?
He's Ben Affleck to my Matt Damon.
Oh.
Well, here goes. I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. Did you feel like I feel, baby?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
All right.
Oh, come on. Let's get on. Ah, baby. Let's get it on.
Let's go,
baby.
Let's get it. Beasting, dude. Okay, I'm sure Tar Heels will appreciate that. He'll probably respond in kind. Alright, you lovers go get a room. Alright, check this one out.
Hey, Podtacular. This is my first call from York, Pennsylvania. I am Final Terminator, and, Terminator, and I, calling to see if this line works. I guess it does.
It does.
It's pretty cool.
Yes.
I was listening to episode 130, the other day, and, I was listening to Captain Crunk,
mm-hmm.
Doing his little, calling things.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying something about he doesn't have any, fans. Well.
Right.
Captain Crunk, you have a fan. Your
Whoa!
Biggest fan right here.
Yay!
No, just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not your fan. I just said that to make you feel better.
Oh, shh.
For real, guys. You guys are pretty cool. Sumu and JVB, Captain Crunk, and everybody who, guest shows on the show. You guys are pretty cool. Keep it together. You got a good thing going here. It's pretty sweet. I could download it much every week. So,
Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Alrighty. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Even if you're not a fan. Urgh. Okay. Let's see. Oh, hey, here's somebody we haven't heard from in a while.
Hey, everyone.
Wow, is that a burp?
It's the man, the grind again. I just wanted to add a little something to my voicemail that I left before.
Oh, the three other voicemails? Wait, you mean the three other voicemails you left? Okay. Let's keep going.
Can promise myself that I wouldn't cry, but I really, 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 really miss you guys. Say hi to everybody for me. And I'll find a way to get you guys able to find my blog. Yeah. Because you're missing your daily dose of them.
Oh, boy.
It's right there. Well, see you guys later.
Okay. Thanks for bringing it down a bit. No. All right, man. We'll catch up with you. We're still here. We'll hang in there. We're waiting for you to come back. Whenever you got time, check us out. All right, let's get to... let's enough mess around with us. Let's get to some Tales from the Foxhole. Here we go.
Hey, Podtacular, the Puff Magical Dragon. I was playing on The Great Journey on Halo 2 on Legendary, trying to do the score that you guys were showing. And I was, you know, was on the bottom, like underneath the glass, shooting at the brute with a brute shot, and he flew up way up into the air, hit the ceiling, came back down, crashed into the glass, went halfway through it, and he's just hanging there by his head in the glass. I just thought it was pretty hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Hey, this is Undergod Injured, just leaving a message for Tales from the Foxhole. I don't know how to really explain it, so just, I guess I can just explain it. I threw a grenade across half map of Valhalla. Sorry, double kill. Just look at my file share under two kill. Alright, bye.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Podtacular, this is LG Steelers. Just wanted to tell you guys a tale from the Foxhole. Me and my friends were playing on Sandtrap, and we had the two elephants. We put them up side by side by each other, and we were, like, having one go totally over top of the other, and eventually it flipped. And, oh, my gosh, if anyone's done this, it's so much fun. And the best part was my friend. We assassinated him, and he, like, stuck to the wall, and we took a picture and called it Spider-Man. So, yeah, shout-outs to Samus911 and me, First Base. Good show. Keep it going. Love it. See you guys later.
Alrighty, man. Let's see who else we got. Here we go.
Hey, Podtacular.
Hello.
Awesome. 518. I'm calling from school right now, and I'm about to be busted, so I got to hurry this up. No, I'm seriously calling from school. I'm on the bus right now, and we're going taking a field trip. I've got my good friend Peterson right at my side. But anyway, so one time I went down, I jumped on Valhalla, I jumped out of the man cannon, and, oh no, wait, two people jumped out of the man cannon on Valhalla on the enemy team. I had Banshee, and I splattered them both and got a double kill and two splatters.
Very nice.
Doing a great job with the podcast. Keep on taking missiles out to dinner. Bye.
Okay. All right. Let's see. You got another one here.
Hey, this is Massachusetts. Tale from the Foxhole. And my tale is when me and my friends had a Halo 2 party, which is kind of old and all, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
We were playing it, and we were playing zombies, which is like an infection. I was a zombie. All I have is a sword and a regular old battle rifle. I tried to look for them, and I found them all huddled together. And right when I killed my friend's brother, all of them start throwing grenades at me. It makes a giant cloud of dust, and my friend's the only one out in the dust cloud. So I pull out my plasma sword, and he just sees it turn on, and it assassinates everyone. And by the time I kill him, by the time they were responding, my friend was already dead, so I won the match, and they were pretty pissed. They tried to kill me the next game, and that's my tip from the foxhole. See you later. Keep on fragging purple squirrels with chihuahua faces and full of rabies.
Nice. Chihuahua faces, eh? Okay, man. And rabies. Very nice. Let's see. Hey, here's one. No more tails. That's all we got, I think. But let's see. What else we got here? Here we go.
Yo, Podtacular and Captain Crunk. What's up? This is Jake Navy.
Hello.
Again. And I was just wondering what you guys think of your opinion of Halo 3. All right.
Oh, Halo 3?
Keep on fragging, purple belly, llama.
Halo 3? It's good! Yeah, that's it. It's good! let's see. Yeah, we all love Halo 3, man. That's about it. What else can we say?
Hey, oh, no. Podtacular.
No.
I think you know who this is. Yep, your speaker admirer. Just calling in. Cause I love you guys. I'm just really excited about playing Halo 3. I got it. It's so fun, but it's so scary. There's big old brutes and there's big muscles. Ooh, it's so scary when they come at you. Especially when they're charging. Ooh. But their muscles still aren't as big as Captain Crunk and Fuma Drive and JDB. I love you guys so much. And I want to congratulate you guys on the podcast. It's still going awesome. I'm still loving you guys. Bye, guys. I'll see you guys later. All
right. Oh, man. I kind of give up. I don't know who it is. And I won't worry about it. Keep calling, though. But, yeah.
Hey, this is Austin at 518, and...
RTG and Noobis.
Yeah, we're supposed to be going to school, but today we're cutting school so we can play Halo 3.
Great.
I would like to tell you about a new custom map that I just made. It's called Treasure Island. Don't worry, we're not stealing that kind of treasure. Not today.
What kind of treasure? Okay. I may be looking for your booty.
Not ever again. But anyways, there are two bases. One red base and one blue base. Each one has several BRs and one sniper rifle, one ghost, one mongoose, and one warthog. You have to... I was originally going to make it so that there were four bases, but then I found out you cannot have four teams in a multi-flag match, so I just made it two. It's on Sand Trap. There's one... I made the bases at opposing corners of the map, so... You have to have a vehicle, or it's going to be a really long walk across the map. I'm probably going to put a few rockets in. I haven't released the map yet. I would just like to tell you guys about it. So, yeah, see you guys later. Bye.
All right. Awesome, man. You know, I think that's about it, but I do have a few calls from someone that I don't know who it is. He didn't leave a gamer tag, but, well, just listen.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Unknown, and I'm calling in the middle of watching TV and eating nachos and listening to an episode of Podtacular. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Fumo Jive, JVB. You guys rock, man. All right, bye.
All right, cool. Well, as you can see... oh, look, here's another one. Let me play it.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Unknown again. I was wondering, how would you rate, how would you rate Collateral? And then the next movie I wanted to ask is, how would you rate the new Halo movie compared to I Am Legend? Okay, give me your answers, put this on an episode or something, because I wanted to know that. And I really need to hear it. All right? Bye, guys. You guys rock.
Wait a minute. Okay. Collateral? First of all, Collateral is an awesome movie. I got to say. Tom Cruise, he's like a badass. Like, he's just awesome. Jamie Foxx, he plays a cab driver, and, you know... Basically, I thought it was a pretty good movie. A new Halo movie? Not even out yet. What are you talking about? I Am Legend? Just came out. What are you talking about? Alright.
Hey, Potacular, this is, Unknown Yet Again, but I really do not have a screen name. Sorry about that. But, Captain Crunk, I was wondering if you can, like, put, like, instrumentals of a song that I like. It's, Young Jeezy and R. Kelly, Go Get 'Em. I was just wondering that, just wondering if you can actually do it.
Wait.
I don't know if you want to, but if you want to leave the theme song the same, that's cool. And, all right, bye.
All right. We don't really take requests here, but, all right. I'll see what I can do. How about this? All right. There you go. I'll check y'all later. This is Captain Kronk. This is Podtacular Voicemails. You can call in and be on the show next time. 206-888-HALO. Get them in here. Call us up. Later.
Thanks, Captain Crunk.
Let's get to some more Tales from the Foxhole.
Hey guys, it's the Bounty here. I was playing multi-team on... Are you talking about the towels? Towels?
Aww.
I was playing multi-team on social matches with my brother, and it was on Team Swords on Guardian. First of all, we owned them all. We put a bubble shield in the middle, and we fought off everyone with dubs and trips galore. That's like rapper talk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, nice. He's hip-hopping.
It was like those moments in movies where the two guys are fighting back to back against hordes of foes. My second tale was a team Crazy King on Guardian. We did lose the match, but it was awesome. Sweet. We were in the grav lift place with ARs and bubble shield, so we placed it down and we were coordinating our strategy with the shield. It seemed like they do the same thing every game. And when someone came, we meleeed him so he died. And so did the next person, then the next person, until the next, then the next, until the bubble shields faded, and it gave us a good 20 points or so, and my kill-to-death ratio that game was something like 23+, while my brother was plus 17 or something. Me and my brother have great games. I would like to give a shout-out to the Podtacular Zoo and give my silly again. What? I don't know. Clear throat. Keep on wiggly, quaggling, quiddly quids. P.S. I'm full of these sayings and will keep giving laughs at every show. All right.
Quiggly quaggling, quiggly quick. I can't even pronunciate that one, man. That's out of my league.
Yeah.
What was that?
The bubble shield. Quiggly, quaggly. I'll give you a quick tip. The bubble shield thing is really cool until some guy with the shotgun comes in, and then you're the mauler, and then it's not as cool anymore.
This is true. Yeah, then it becomes a death trap.
Or it's somebody with a better connection than you, and then you just get real pissed off, and you're like, I beat him down, I heard the motion, I saw the thing, and he's still sitting and humping over my grave or whatever.
They were like back-to-back like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, though, inside that bubble shield, man.
Have you noticed there's not quite as much humping in this game? I forget what we used to call it. Call it or whatever, but like the guys are not abusing my body as much when I die for some reason. You know, I kind of miss it a little bit.
Am I looking fat? Is that
I'm a little lonely.
The hump level has dwindled.
They're not humping me like
they're not.
They used
not, to. Not as much teabagging. No, not as much teabagging going on, really.
I better go on Atkins' diet. I'm getting fat.
Yeah.
Put some lipstick on or something. That might help.
Community's a little bit more homophobic than they used to be or something. I don't know.
Take me out to dinner or do something. Make it romantic. I just don't want to hump you to hump you. I want a reason to hump you. I need romance in my life. So, moving along to the Russian collab. He says, "Hey guys, Russian here, with an awesome Tales from the Foxhole. I was playing a match made game in Big Team Battle with multiple flag CTF on Valhalla. Dude 5468 and Drive C and I went in the match together and fought an amazingly stressful and intense game."
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Grabbing the flag over and over again, but never scoring it. But when the game had about a minute or so left, someone grabbed the flag and man-cannoned into the center. He was killed seconds later, but luckily our entire team ran to it, making sure to grab it and take it as far as we could. We kept them from returning it. It took a whole minute just to move it over and off the hill, with our team just rushing into slaughter around the flag to keep it from returning. Excuse me. Then we heard the word sudden death. Dude grabbed the flag and was running to our base. Our teammates had apparently killed enough of the enemy to allow him to survive the carnage. With almost no time left, dude scored and we won the game. He says it was an amazing victory and we have had many similar experiences to match it. The ending should be in my files here, so check it out. Like to give a shout out to Rec E, Squirrely, Dude, Drive C, and he says, keep on fragging trucks.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you there, Russian Club. Yeah, those, Valhalla can be a very intense map when you
Definitely.
Have multiple flags.
Yep. Well, on to Aerostrike, who says, "Hey guys, it's Aerostrike, and I have an awesome tale from the foxhole for you guys." It is awesome. I was playing some BTB of Valhalla, and I was near the Pelican with a Spartan laser. I was already on a killing spree. Then I see a fully loaded Warthog. I use a Spartan laser shot to take out two of the three people in the Warthog. The third tried to run, but I easily finished him off with a triple. Then I go, or the trip, as the guy would say it back there. Then I go on top of the laser spawn and shoot between the man cannon. Just a little bit above where the blue stuff comes out. And all of a sudden I hear double, triple, kill frenzy. If you don't believe me, it's on my file share. It's called Laser Ponage. And he says, keep on fragging trucks, but he writes in elite. Nice.
Dude, listen to how weird this sounds. Imagine if you'd never played Halo before. Just listen to this. I was playing some BTB at Valhalla when I was near the Pelican with a Spartan laser. I was on a killing spree. I could see a fully loaded Warthog. I used the Spartan laser, and then he goes on to talk about laser spawn to shoot the man cannon before the blue stuff comes out. Triple kill, kill frenzy. I'm like, it's like Chinese. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, for the average person who's never played Halo, like, they will not understand this slang that we like to call it.
No.
It is, dude.
Oh. Tapio says, "Hey, Podtacular, this is Tapio. My gamertag is II, space Tapio, space II. And I have the best headshot story ever. You know what's funny is, like, one day somebody's going to, like, all the IIs are going to be taken, and then it's going to move on to, like, FF or something like that. And then, I don't know, I guess it'll live on forever.
FF will
so
be the
Tapio
cool
says, I was playing at my friend's house, and we were kind of horsing around. That sounds gay. In the rumble pit.
Were you unicorns? Map.
Me and my friends were horsing around in the rumble pit. We were forced to work together as we was against three people who were split-screening, and they said they would destroy us in the match. So let's just jump in and see what happened. I was shooting with a sniper, a one guy, who was already in the firefight. So I take a shot at him, didn't kill him, but hitted him.
Hitted him?
I hitted him. That is what happened.
I hitterated him.
So I obliterated him.
Hitterated
him. So the second shot... What's up with all the crotch shots? So the second shot went under his crotch area, between the legs. Okay, it's getting a little bit descriptive.
Whoa.
Between the legs,
racing.
Hit the... floor, ricochet from that ground to another man's head. You can check out my file share, see me doing amazing shot. It's called headshot. So back to the story. As soon as I saw that it was an actual headshot, I started to laugh like an elite running with only boxers on.
What?
Okay. With enforced playing in the rumble pit. After we finished the match...
How does he know what an elite sounds when he's running boxer shorts? That's what I want to know.
They always sound a little retarded. It's kind of tough when something really cool happens and then the elite's like... That's all. After we finished the match, we watched the replay about 1 million times and even showed it to some friends.
Dang.
So he must be like a level 4. Keep on sniping dinosaurs who always try to steal the truck. What you are going to frag when listening to Pontacular.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for that very entertaining one, Tapio.
Many thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So we're going to go to Facehead. He says, it's not personally my story, but it was my friend, Echo389. He was playing Social Slayer with his guest, Nene, and Valhalla. Nene was in a Banshee, and then he goes for a splatter. The guy he's trying to splatter has the laser. It goes off. The slaser, yeah. It goes off just in time to kill Nene. But also kill
you
him.
You just can't
as well.
Say Nene without being like,
I know.
Nene.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. During all of this, Echo is going up the hill to laser from the hill. From the river, excuse me. When a piece of Banshee rolls down the hill and kills him, the guy gets a kill from the grave. Now that's fun. He says, "Send me a message if you want me to put it on my file share. Since it's so epic."
Send him a message.
Yeah, that would be a fun kill to witness.
Rolling piece of Banshee smacks you. That happens. Well, Yowler 18 says.
Yowler.
It's Yowler. You know what I keep.
Huh? The thing I keep waiting for is when I jump out of the Hornet. Is that what it is? I guess the Hornet when I'm playing campaign. I always jump out of it while it's in the air. I'm just waiting for it to fall on my head. It hasn't happened yet.
How is it that a soldier falls faster than a Hornet? That doesn't make sense. It's gravity. It's physics.
Mm-hmm. Everything meets at the same time when it hits the ground.
It does. Anyway, Yowler says, my tale from the foxhole comes from a game that was played about 2 in the morning last week. 3 of us were playing on the Burning Bridges map, can't remember who made it right now, and we were playing rockets. I set the score to unlimited so that we could see how long we could go. I ended up getting around 200-some kills, second place got around 150, and third somewhere around 50. It was hilarious. My new favorite quote came from this game, just because I was camping doesn't mean that you had to kill me.
Tina, eat your dinner.
In case you don't know, the Burning Bridges map is on Narrows. It's set up so that you cannot leave the bottom level of the map. This map is so fun if you only have 2 or 3 people and if you play rockets. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you don't have the map, I know I have it on my file share. Gamertag Yowler18. Keep on fragging bazooka toting purple belly Yowler camping squirrels. Wow.
Nick says, hey guys, Nick here for a tale from the foxhole. Okay, so I was playing a zombies game type on Sand Trap, and I had a chopper. I was just driving around minding my own business when Blamo, I'm the last man standing out of 16 people. They all had gravity hammers, swords, regenerating grenades, 300% speed, and 50% gravity. So as I screamed at the top of my lungs to get away from my impending doom, I turned around to find every last zombie in front of me. I had no idea what to do, so I just decided to plow right down the middle. To my surprise, I got an overkill with splatters through the middle. I just kept on running away and ended up getting a vehicular massacre. It was amazing. You guys should check it out on my file share. Gamer tag XIIX Nick XII Nix. Or whatever, X.
Oh, very, very nice.
Show notes.
Very nice.
Yeah, Show notes.
Here's an interesting gamer tag, Crippled Panda.
Oh.
Poor little panda. He's so crippled. Anyway, he says, He says, Crippled Panda here. I have two stories to tell. First one was sweet, sweet redemption. It was in Team Slayer, and I started off real bad. The score was tied 28 apiece on Valhalla, and I had no kills. Nice. I've been there, done that.
That's bad.
So one guy was understandably upset, and I don't blame him. But he started calling me names. I've heard that too. Douchebag, worthless piece of blank, and
oh,
so
that's
on.
The worst one.
Yes, the worst one I've ever heard was worthless piece of blank.
You worthless wow. piece of blank.
Blanky, just... blank a blanker.
He was just taking it a bit too far. Then he got a hold of the sniper rifle and went on the best spree of my life. Excuse me, I'm talking third person again. I killed six guys with the sniper, threw a power drainer, and got a triple kill with battle rifle. Then I got a triple kill with the laser by blowing up a warthog that was full of guys. He says, when it was all said and done, we won, and I had 14 kills, 7 deaths for second place. The trash talker ended up with 10 kills and 12 deaths. And I let my stats speak for themselves. And didn't say a word to the jerk. My teammate sure let him have it, which felt very nice. Man, those were good spats. Anyway, so the second tale from the foxhole was closest game I ever witnessed. It was 49 apiece on narrows. They were holed up at their spawn point with my team advancing down the center bridge. I used a man cannon to flank them. Saw a good opening and started to spray someone with the assault rifle. Just as someone started to shoot me, as the game over appeared on the screen, I see his body hit the floor a split second before mine. Only the guy behind me had any idea how close the game was. So what he's trying to say was that he killed the enemy. They killed each other, but he killed the guy first.
Right.
Or something? Okay, because I couldn't really understand.
Sounds like Melee.
Sounds like a similar story, except I was on the losing end, and, you know.
Yeah.
Blame him.
Very intense. Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
So he says, sorry if this was a bit long. I just wanted to let you know how big of a fan I am of the show. I've listened to every episode since I found the show, since episode 53. Oh, thank you. And I hope I can live up to the creative closing comments, so here goes. Keep on fragging, three-legged black and white bamboo-eating Asian bears.
There you go.
Ah, come on, man. Why you got to pick on the pandas? It's crippled. You're
what
crippled
the pandas
panda.
Ever do to you?
Why you want to...
And three-legged pandas, no less. Oh.
Exactly.
That's just wrong. I'm reporting you.
Yes, some begin. Well, thank you for listening for so long, and thank you for submitting. One thing I do ask you is keep working on the closing comments.
It takes some practice, hard work, and dedication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, right. Unbaked Parrot writes in saying, "Unbaked Parrots."
Yeah, that's the best guy.
Yeah, I don't like baked parrots. I like unbaked parrots.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
That's for another show.
I like my parrot raw.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He says, yo, this is Unbaked Parrot, just your low-calorie friend with a rather hilarious and squawkable anecdote.
From
the small, from the small mammal burrow.
Dead parrot.
Oh, nice. Small mammal burrow.
Because if you bake them, it's higher calories. One day on Social Doubles, when that glorious playlist used to exist, I decided to go in alone, and after several minutes of waiting, was matched up with a major, like myself, with our opponents being a commander and his guest. I attempted to contact this newly found teammate through my headphones, but my enthusiastic attempts were met only by the absence of any noise, response, or hissing whatsoever. I usually expect something of the like, having the name of Parrot and all. We began the match, and I was on Isolation, which is my least favorite map to play, but I take I talk like a man.
You're right there.
I'm trying to get this right here. I started my usual strategy by obtaining a regenerator in BR and began to advance upon the other team. To my surprise, my teammate stood still, and frustrated, I continued my assault. To my amazement, however, my two opponents were as lifeless as my teammates. I decided to ignore both facts and just started to enjoy myself. There were so many options. Get a sniper spree, get a shoddy spree, a splatter spree, a literal buffet of killing at my fingertips. To make an already long story short, I ended up getting 30 kills in a row, gaining that special medal. Unfair? Yes, I'll admit it. Cheap? Probably. But hey, who wouldn't take advantage of such a glorious opportunity? This healthy choice parrot did, and it was the funnest, it is two words, morons, and funniest game I have ever played. Keep up the splendid work, Podtacular. I've listened since episode 12 and haven't stopped yet. Keep on dragging those poor, now misshapen trucks, guys. Parrot out.
That's almost as bad as me. Like, Halo 2, like, one time I started a custom game in Halo 2 and kept killing, like, the guy that wasn't there, thinking it would help my kill versus death ratio.
Aww.
Yeah. It didn't help, so.
Parrot, we want more, man. Keep it coming.
Yeah. That was awesome, dude.
Moving along, CG Sniper 465 says, "Hey Fumo
and hey, yo
and guest host lackeys, it's CG Sniper 465." It says guest host others. It's CG Sniper 465. Been featured on the show, not to brag. last began when Spellcheck was around. Who knows who Spellcheck is? Come on. I was thinking about that a minute ago. I bet if you put that on the front page and did a poll, mm-hmm. I would be curious to see who even knew who he was. It's been so long.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's a lot of... Nothing bad about Spellcheck, but there's like a lot of new people that probably never even heard him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's my story. I have two. Number one is Team Doubles, Slayer, Isolation. My friend has the sniper, and I'm going around in a ghost. While he's trying to no-scope, I go full boost into him and the other guy, the red guy. We are blue. Throws a grenade, and I'm going in for the splatter. My friend and the red guy jump. I go under my guy. My grenade flips me up. Just as he gets to the peak of his jump, the tip of my seat hits him, getting a 25-22 win and an awesome saved clip. This took place on the center of the top.
Nice. Right?
Number two, Team Doubles, Snotty Snipe. Snotty Snipe, the pit, we are blue. In the middle of the game, I'm coming out of the rocket area, looking into the sword building window, where the mauler is. My friend is telling me two of them by him. Guess what? He's in the sword building in view of the window, from the window. The red guys go up the ramp. I jump to get a better look and shot. Hits both red guys in the back, bouncing between my friend's feet off the wall and hits his back. I jump again and shot. All of a sudden, two headshot medals and a betrayal. I shot at an eagle. I shot at an angle. I shot at an eagle and it hit all people in the face, all dying.
Quark.
Keep on babamming midgets from Fantasy Island, riding.
Riding wieners covered in mustard.
I'll tell you what, the snipe,
wiener.
Besides the fact that the sniping is a little bit harder, like obviously, like I had a snipe when we were playing a custom game, and I shot two of my friends, and it only hit one, but they both died. Like, and I went back through it. So I think it's kind of faulty sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I shot one of them, like, directly in the neck or something. The other one was, like, a foot away from them and didn't even touch them, and they still died.
Maybe it ricocheted off his powerful neck.
I mean, I've slow-wound it or whatever. It's just weird sometimes, you know?
Curse you, unbeliever. Bungie can do no harm.
Maybe a neck bone shot out and stabbed his buddy in the eye or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Never know.
Yeah.
Neck bone projectiles. Anyway, Beef and Potatoes says, "Hey, Potacular, it's Beef and Potatoes. I just wanted to tell you about this ridiculous kill I had on Pit."
Ridiculous.
He's our high-calorie friend.
Yeah.
"In Team Slayer, I was in a sword room, and I just got done kicking ass. Well, kicking bum-bums. I noticed that my sword had just gone dry. Wow, I hate when my sword goes dry.
Oh, that's another
I knew that this was my favorite weapon, and I had to take advantage of this. When I turned the corner, I see an opponent crouched walking with a sniper ready to kill. I rush him and hit him once to take out his shields. He shoots me once to take out mine. After I dodge his melee, I knock him in the head with my brass knuckles for the win. This is my favorite moment in Halo 3. Thanks for sharing this, and keep on deploying dumplings.
It's pretty awesome. Pretty big awesome. Time. That was his favorite moment in Halo 3.
I can see that. You have, you know, what looks like brass knuckles in your hand, and you beat the guy like a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Dude, we got dumplings, face. Beef, and potatoes. I'm baked parrot. I'm getting hungry, man. Wieners and mustard.
Halo 3 I know, involved. Wieners and mustard. I'm gaining weight just thinking about it.
Yeah, my favorite moment in Halo 3 was in the pit, and we were all horsing around, and then we started, you know, broke up, and you just had a little bubble bath, and, nice. until you know, my sword ran dry. Moving along.
My sword was parched.
Yes.
Yeah. It cracked due to the extreme.
I had to put some lotion on it.
Oh. It puts the lotion when it's sold.
Ah. Oh,
gosh. All right, well, we're on to DaGiff, who says, on Halo 2, I seem to be able to get overkills fairly easily, but on Halo 3, they just wouldn't come. But finally, I got mine. It was in Social Slayer on Snowbound. I was in the base where the laser spawns. Two guys came in. I killed them both. In came another. Beat him down. And then another. Beat him down. I died. Dang it. Then shortly after, I was there again and two guys came. Double kill with a plasma grenade. I ran outside, found another guy, and killed him with an AR. Triple kill. Then everything slowed down. A guy came out of the shotgun spawn, shooting me from behind. I turned around, threw a grenade next to him, and beat him down. Overkill. The show is ace. Keep it up. Also, if anyone wants a game, add me. DaGiff93 with two Fs.
Nice.
Ace.
DaGiff.
Serenade X says, hey, Podtacular, this is Serenade X.
Oh, wow.
I got a tail from the foxhole. That is pretty sweet. Sweet! Me and my team, seemingly harmless, were playing shoddy snipers on the pit. We were horsing around. And they were losing pretty bad. I am terrible at sniping, so I wasn't helping my team too much. Anyways, I got on the platform in the middle, and I walked around the building, looking over to one side, and I saw a red guy in my scope. So I figured, hey, take the shot, easy kill. And right as I was going to pull the trigger, another red guy spawned right behind him, and I nailed them both in the head with one shot. I felt pretty big. Whoa. Even though we lost that game. It was cool. If you want to check it out, you can look at my file share. My gamertag is Serenade X. Anywho, keep fragging trucks and rock on Pogtacular.
Thank you very much.
I have something to say about that.
Go ahead, my brother.
I will make a reference first. I used to play with Salmonator some on Halo 3, but I haven't seen him in a while. But we were playing a game on arrows, and when you play shoddy snipers, a lot of people, I think, automatically think they have to snipe everybody, but it's really not true.
Yep.
I know Salmonator one game went like plus 21 just using a shotgun. And like, I'm not saying that I can recreate that, but quite a few games, like on narrows, guys will come right to you. You can sort of camp with a shotgun and get a lot of kills. Like,
exactly.
So if you're
especially
not the best,
if you jump ahead.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not the best sniper, you don't have to just run out and try to snipe guys. Like, you can definitely get way more positive kills just using shotgun and grenades. So
absolutely, I get most of my kills with mind. Shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Valhalla, however, is another story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
absolutely
true.
Now, one of our favorites, Scrawny Pale Man. He says, "Hey guys, okay, so I was playing Rocket Race, and I was doing really good. So I'm like one of the bestest drivers ever, at least in my school. So I'm on Sandtrap, and I'm going towards the checkpoint on the highest part of the minefield. So at the edge of the cliff, my mongoose is shot from behind, sending me and my teammate flying really high in the air. The video is on my file share. I also got a streak of 5 goals in that game. It was cool. Heretic Zeta Jones, signing off." Well, the Jones part I added in there for comical purposes.
Yeah.
Critics. That happened to me one time where me and a buddy of mine were playing on Sand Trap Rocket Race, and the same thing happened. We got shot with a rocket, and right as we went over the cliff, and we got shot all the way to that goal. And then
wow.
It was a tight game. We wind up doing the same thing to them, where they just kept going and going. I mean, they're in the air flipping over and over. And it was like we shot a basketball. They just landed right in the middle.
Oh,
and
man.
Won the game. Yeah.
Rocket Race is awesome, but I mean, I just can't handle it when I get into multi-team Rocket Race or something like that. And it's like, you know, dudes just gunning the whole game. Like, it kind of ruins the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
What's up with the beatdowns? There's no way some of those times that those guys get melee kills that they're even close to finishing off. It's kind of like a glitch.
They just want the kills. That's all.
I guess so. Well, let's do a few more here. T sends one in saying, "One day I was playing Social Slayer on Neros. I grabbed the sniper rifle on the red side and went down below to get the Inviso. After that, I was walking on the bridge, the top side, and saw some of those darn red people. Since I was under my invisibility cloak, no one saw me charging in with my sniper. To make a short story not take any longer, I fired a shot that went through the head of one guy that ricocheted off the wall, hit another guy in the head behind him." It's in my file share under hacks, because after the game was over, wow. The guys thought I was cheating. Keep up the good work, guys, and shout out to the players formerly known as Recky.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Juggler18 would like to say, "Recently, me and my brother were playing a game of Rocket Race on Valhalla. I was the very important person, and my bro was driving the Mongoose. The destination moved behind one of the bases, and we were driving right behind Orange Team. Me and the very important person got caught in the middle of reloading and weren't able to shoot each other. We both launched off a hill and crashed into the base. Since Orange Team had been in front of us, their very important person had a straight shot at the destination. In an attempt to keep me off his tail, the orange very important person shot me, which sent me flying away from the destination. As I started to fly backwards, I bounced off my mongoose up in the air, over the side of the base, and I landed right next to the destination for the score."
Oh, wow.
That was kind of hard to follow, but I will watch your file share. And see, I guess.
Awesome.
It says it is in his file share. Keep on fighting rubber biscuits.
Rubber biscuits.
Yeah.
Boing. Sure.
Ma, this one's rubber. Darn it.
It's not baked either.
Finest furniture. Well, I was gonna read one from Lancelot59, but he tells of a dream that he had, and it's not exactly a Tales from the Foxhole. So,
is it a dream
please,
that on this
please?
Show?
I don't know. Maybe we're like
he says Cleo's. It's a wonderful story, and it's an amazing dream.
If anybody wants to read it, they can go to the show notes. So I'd highly recommend I read it. Make sure you read it. It's very entertaining. Lancelot59. We did. Sorry we couldn't read it, but we're sticking to the format. So, I'm going to go to the Halo Freak Bunny.
Hey, let me tell you about this dream I had one time.
Go ahead.
It was during Halo 2. I had this dream that I was playing on, what is that map? Colossus? Is that right? That big, humongous one with the gap in the middle. Anyway, I took out this rope and started roping everybody. And I tied them all up somehow, and then I got the flag and I scored. And I don't know what the point of it was, but it's pretty cool. That's the end of my story. Yeah.
I roped it at you.
Yeah, can that's I all I had you? To say. Sorry.
All right, so we're going to go to Halo Freak Bunny. He goes, Super Body. This is Halo Freak Bunny, and I got this tale from the Potacular Zoo, sort of. Anyway, I was recently playing Big Team Slayer on Valhalla, and my team was absolutely owning. With a score of 50-something to 15. Wow, that's a beatdown. At one point, I noticed an enemy Banshee in the sky, and it proceeded to strafe me. Thoroughly irked, I aimed and fired a single random shot at him.
He was thoroughly irked, guess, man.
Yeah, I guess he shot a rocket at him. To my delight, the Banshee exploded and rained fiery wreckage upon the valley. Pleased to my destructive work, I resumed my trek with... when I noticed the Banshee wreckage careening to the ground. and then bouncing into the river. Apparently, a teammate of mine had been scuffling with a blue and just been forced into the river wall when the banshee came crashing down right on Blue's head. I proceeded to teabag the banshee wreckage as a token of good luck. Thanks for listening, guys, and keep on sitting down.
Will do.
Nice one.
Well, that's about time to wrap it on up here. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these
no
back
more than three at a time, though. Mm-hmm. Please.
Exactly. Please. Play these back regularly on the Call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
And make sure you guys do not forget to go to podtacular.com. And always go straight to the forums. There's always a lot of stuff going on there. And you can always go and make fun of the new people when they introduce themselves.
That you can. And in fact, we just got a new setup with clans now. I know there's no clans in Halo 3, right? But with the Friends of Friends feature, we can set up a silver account that is basically like a clan. So we have a whole clan system going on at Podtacular. If you guys are interested in, you know, getting together with other cool gamers that are, we have it set up so that, you know, we screen everybody this time. So everybody's guaranteed to be cool in that sense. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yep.
You mean not like taking over the clan and kicking everybody out? Is that what you mean by cool?
That's one of the ways, yes. that I would deem as uncool in my dictionary.
So would I.
But yeah, but definitely check that out. I mean, there's, you know, we got the rec clans for people that just want to chill and play some customs or hang out and not be competitive. We have the Podtacular Pros for people that are at a higher skill level that want to challenge, want to play with other people that are good. And we have the all-stars that are the best of the best pros. So all of those are screened now for activity and you know, abided by some real basic rules and things like that. So we got a pretty good system going on. And big thanks to Dialpex for putting a lot of effort into that, as well as Captain Kronk for setting up the clan.
Yes, absolutely.
Set up on the website.
And don't forget, there's a small fee for joining these clans. Send them to me.
Hey, it's to me. What the heck? And real quick, thanks to the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you, for sure.
And check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network. Shows like Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkies, and the GamerCast Network's very own video game show.
And there's a lot of other stuff you guys can always keep looking at. I mean, I think I used to have like 13 or 14 really good gamer shows. Just get to take
it. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm the fancy unicorn of love.
Keep on eating low-calorie, unbaked parrots.
With rubbery biscuits.
Blamo.
And mustard-covered meatballs. Served by tattoo.
Dancing around in rumble pits, horsing around.
There's only one thing left to say.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I put this tape in.
And whenever you're ready. Look at the stars.
Podtech. Whoop. Nice. Oh man. All right.
What show am I on again?
Here we go. Podtacular, episode 139. Call-ins and tales from the foxhole. What the hell was that? I'm like, foxhole? What? Oh!
What? What?
Hootie-hoo! Hootie-hoo! Oh, man. Hold on, buddy. You heard him?
Yeah, I did.
He's like, you're the reason I can't hear. Oh, nice.
He needs those marriage saver earphones.
Oh, man. All right, here we go.
All right. Please, Emma, don't hurt him.
Sweet.
Oh, no, you remember those songs.
Oh, yeah.
In such detail. I can only mean one thing, that you sit in front of a mirror and just practiced with pants.
That's what I do, man. Actually, one time I tried to buy a set of those pants. Like, I was walking by this, like, African heritage store, and I was like, Mom, look, they got MC Hammer pants. Mom, come on. She's like, they're $300 for, like... For like a whole bunch of extra fabric that's barely sewn together.
$500? Holy crap.
It was like 300. I was like, oh, but wow. They're MC Hammer pants. I'll be that the coolest kid in school. Come on. It didn't work.
Oh, man. Yeah, like when I was a kid and they had an imitation Michael Jackson glove and the jacket. I wanted that, man. And
oh, yeah.
Socks. I was like, oh, I'm definitely picking those up.
Sweet, and the comb back mullet.
Nah, it was just the and I remember it was like a cheesy sneaker store.
The white socks with the black shoes.
No, they had the glitter socks.
Oh yeah, that's right. Glitter socks.
Glitter socks, the glove, and the Thriller jacket.
That's gotta be the most incredible thing ever.
You guys are older than I am.
Indian furlough jacket.
How old are you guys?
After I dodge his melee, I knock him in the head with my brass. Oh man, there I go again. I hit him.
With my brass.
My brass beep.
To win.
For the win.
Alright. Have you seen it? Hammer, you know I'm looking. Calling on my friends all around the place. Guy, LaVert, my homie Rob Bass. Have you seen her? Gamercast.